USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is condemning irresponsible leaks to news organizations.
The front page of the New York Times is not the venue for discussing classified information. The White House podium is not the venue for discussing classified information.
During a White House briefing, McEnany says leaks damage the nation's ability to collect intelligence. The White House is angry about an unverified New York Times report that says Russia placed bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe is being granted bond in the death of Rayshard Brooks. A judge made her decision in Atlanta on Tuesday and set Rolfe's bond at $500,000. She also says Rolfe will have to wear an ankle monitor, he won't be allowed to have any firearms, and will have a curfew of 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
Former Vice President and presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden answering questions from reporters for the first time in nearly 3 months. The former vice president was asked about his cognitive well-being.
Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and will constantly test it. All you got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says any new proposals to recover from the coronavirus pandemic should be narrowly focused.
Any further recovery efforts should focus intently on three things: kids, jobs, and health care.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican also says that any places that reopen should have protections from lawsuits.
One helpful policy would be strong legal protection for schools, colleges, nonprofits, and employers that are putting their necks on the line to reopen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gun violence is climbing in one of the cities with the strictest gun laws. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
The gun violence in the streets of Chicago claimed the lives of three minors, with two others wounded over the last week alone. A 10-year-old girl was killed when a stray bullet shattered the window and struck her head while she was inside her second-floor family apartment. The same day, a 20-month-old baby was shot dead in broad daylight while strapped in a car seat next to his mother. According to an analysis of crime statistics by the Chicago Tribune, the last week has marked the most violent in Chicago since at least 2009, with some 106 people shot, 14 of them fatally.
On Monday, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey renewed a shutdown order for Arizona's bars, gyms, and movie theaters. Mountainside Fitness CEO Tom Hatton says gyms are being unfairly targeted.
Today the governor chose to close movie theaters that are currently closed. He closed Tubi that is open once a day, and he chose health clubs. This could be any business, anytime, anywhere. I challenge anybody at this point to walk over to Home Depot, to go to a casino, to go to a liquor store, or to a restaurant and have dinner. And let's all wait for that decision.
The order also says no more than 50 people can be in a public gathering. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.